I think that I'm not sure, but it's hard to imagine that I would be exactly making the same point if I didn't move to Europe and specifically probably to France. There's a way that when you leave your society, you can look back at it with a bit of distance. If you move to New York and you look back at France, I think you'd have some different perceptions of what's normal and what's not, and you know that you would never stop to think about by staying in your country. And one of the things being in France, being in Europe, made me realize was so much of the way that we think about race in America is from slavery, and it's from slavery being within the national borders. So the reason why someone who looks like my daughter would still be a slave in America is not because it's not because race is real and she has something that makes her not white, or there's a way that you can measure that. It's because what was called black was what was not free. And in Europe, you have a history of colonialism and lots of things, but it wasn't inside of France. And so there actually wasn't this obsession with the purity of blood that conditions so much of the way that we talk. And so when I first arrived in France, and people would ask me what I was, and I would just say black, they would, a lot of French people would say, but why wouldn't you just say Métis? When I used to shave my head, a lot of, you know, and it wasn't clear that I had curly hair, a lot of times people would speak to me in Arabic because they would assume I was from the Maghreb. So race became something that was not so clear in France in a way that it wasn't, or that it was clear in America, it felt clear. And so that was the beginning of me wondering what exactly, it sounds strange to explain why you believe that someone with blonde hair and blue eyes is black in the United States when the person you're talking to doesn't immediately also believe that. And you have to explain the logic. And so explaining the American way of thinking about race to French people over and over again started to make me see it differently. And then it really made me see it differently once I had a daughter. I wondered how I could make her fit into an American way of thinking if she's in Paris, where a lot of people don't think that way. It forced me to question things that I'm not sure I would have in America, when a lot of people would still call her black in America. And I wanted to say, I'm not saying she's not black, I'm just saying that she's not black or white. I take us outside of that game.